Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, good evening, and hello once again, beloved gods and goddesses of our planets and beyond. So thank you all for being here today on this beautiful day of April the 30th, 2023. We're going to have a call today, and we're going to start our call with our guest. And so with that being said, his name is Gregory Paley. Some of you may know the name. And he has some really amazing products, again, that are of high frequency. So these days we are all about increasing our life force energy, our vibrational frequencies, and positive thinking, and everything that we promote out of love and, you know, concern for everyone's wellness. So let's go ahead and get the show started. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zaria through just so she can say hello to everyone. Hold on a second. Okay, there you go. Hey, Zaria.
Yes, dear.
Good morning here in the Pacific region. And how are you doing today?
I am fit as a fiddle.
Very good. All right. Well, why don't we do this? We're going to do our show a little differently. And so let's go ahead and bring in our guest first. This is a two-hour call. Our guest today, again, as I said, is Gregory Paley. I'll be calling him into our show, and he will share his story with us and some of these amazing products that he has. And then we will have Zaria talk about his message, continuing message with the dragons, and then, of course, a Q&A with Zora. So let's get the show started. All right. So let's go ahead and bring in our special guest, and that is Greg. Okay. So hang in there for 1 second as I bring him through. You know, this technology is interesting anyway. Okay. Here we go. Life has been very interesting, with all the many goings on or no goings on or anything in between. So here we go. Let's call Greg through.
Good afternoon. This is Gregory. Can I help you?
Yes. Good morning, Gregory. This is Jane.
Yep.
Jane.
Good morning.
And Billy. Good morning. And
hey, good morning, Billy.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to our Blog Talk show. And you are the beginning. You are, as our guest, we decided to bring you on our show to start our show with. So a little bit about Gregory Paley, everyone. He's just an amazing, very interesting individual who has, you know, been in our world for quite some time, and I'm going to ask him to give a little bit of his history, but long story short, he has been able to formulate these amazing products that are really quite excellent, you know, for the body, and it really affects all of the different bodies that we have, you know, from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies that we all have. So with that being said, Gregory, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how you were able to come together and formulate these amazing products. And I'll just go ahead and you take over the mic, if you will. Thank you, Gregory, for being here.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon. So I started visioning when I was a kid of being a chef and went to culinary school where I met my wife 36 years ago and always wanted to do stuff for everybody. Got thrown in the rat race for a little bit and then decided one day to start helping people. And you know, the great Lord gave me the avenue of this water. My dad's 75th birthday party, I heard about this machine that my dad had built. And the next morning, I went down there, looked at it, and said, oh, my God, I can do this even better. Started off with that and started making water to help people and finding out how many people that I was helping to heal themselves. Once that process came, it just, we expanded it to get the water better and better and better. And we're noticing we're helping more and more people and even pets heal themselves. And once, you know, once we had that bug that came out a few years ago, I was blessed to be able to change up my water and get all the minerals in there. And that's what's really started that made my water even better. My water, the vision of it has come full circle where now, you know, it comes into 5 systems, 14 filters. Once that happens, we spin it through, we change the molecule size. And then once that happens, we spin it through custom UV lighting 1,000 times. And that what that produces is the max amount of oxygen, hydrogen, and ozone that you can have in water. And then it takes about 4 hours for me to make 1 gallon of water. Once that gallon of water is made, then we soak it in mineral rocks and gemstones for at least 72 hours. It's done. Then we have a $30,000 ultralight violet machine that we finish it off by putting through the ultralight the botanicals in the water. And then everything is bottled to order and then shipped out the same day. Everybody generally gets it in 48 hours. That is my water. And what we do is we raise the money to be able to feed people 3 gourmet meals a day at no charge. So that, and then we also have a lot of products, but our main other product is Believe in Miracles Gel. And what that is, it's mostly magnesium, aloe vera, and 15 other ingredients. And people will put it on their body from the bottom of their feet to their neck twice a day. And 92% of the world's population is deficient in minerals. So this replenishes to help your body heal from whatever disease or whatever you will have. People can use it extra if they need it during the day to help their arthritis or whatever else they're going through, the pains in their body. You know, my biggest thing is I don't cross the line ever and tell somebody they're going to take our products and, hey, you're going to be healed. Because I really believe in faith, positivity, stress levels, diet, and even exercise is extremely important for people to achieve, you know, health in their bodies. So my products are only to help people achieve those goals that they want to heal themselves. The biggest attribute of myself is very simple. I work 100 hours a week to help people. So I'm here all the time. When anybody has a question, you know, they can call me. Whether it's the first time they call me or after the sale, whenever they want, they can call me as much as they need so that we can have success helping them heal themselves. And then besides the gel, we also have a wellness tea that's made up of Paul DiArco, red pine needles, and rosemint oolon, and that's to help mainly candida in your body, but it will help everything else that you're going through too. And then we, okay. Then the other, and that's, those are my products, and that's about myself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for all of that information, Gregory. I want to let people know that prior to Greg being on our call today, And he was the one that, I mean, it was through one of our family members, and that's Matt and his wife Gloria, and they were the ones that recommended that we speak with Gregory about his products. And of course, you know, we have so many other, well, we do have a number of products that we do promote. And I said, well, I don't know about getting another product, you know, to promote. We have so many already. And they said, well, you have listened. You know what? There's a little bit of a static over there, I think, Greg. Okay, there you go. I said, okay, so Gregory, in his wisdom and kindness, he went and sent us a wellness package, and so we have been able to try out all of his products for the past couple of weeks, because we felt that we needed to be able to give it a really good try. So I'm going to go ahead and probably Billy is here also. We're going to go ahead and give a little bit of a testimony in regards to the products. And again, we wanted to be able to say thank you again to Matt and Gloria for bringing this about so that we can share, you know, Gregory's products with everyone who's here. So, that being said, Zuraya, did you want to start and talk a little bit about how you felt regarding especially the water? Because the water comes either in a, I don't know, how many ounces is that bottle and the gallon container? Greg, if you could just kind of chime in a little bit there. Hold on a second. Let me, there you go. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So every box that we ship out contains 1.25 gallons. So there's a 1 gallon uh-huh. jug and there's two 16 ounce bottles.
Okay. There you go. And tell them in terms of the ratio. So
what you're going to
for,
do is
for
you're
people.
Going to use one of the, yeah. So what you're going to do is you're going to use one of my 16 ounce bottles. You're going to put that in the empty gallon. Then whatever water you drink, whether it's structured, filtered, whatever water, you're going to add that to that gallon. And the whole gallon will transform into my water.
Right.
And then you
there
drink.
You
then what I recommend is everybody drink about half of their body weight a day. You know, if it's a little bit more, a little bit less, that's fine. But the recommendation is half of your body weight a day.
Okay.
Of the diluted water that you make.
Right, right. So what Billy and I did is we decided that we wanted to get a really good, we wanted to see how it would work with our body almost immediately, right? Because that's how we can feel energy, especially Zuraya, right? So Zuraya, tell us a little bit about how you felt when you started drinking the water.
Well, the first time I drank the water, I drank it in small increments. And it felt okay. However, what really got me was when I took one of the small ones and downed it in one fell swoop. And
that was a few
I got a major rush from it by
right.
by downing one of the smaller containers. I mean, I drank it straight down. I didn't hesitate. I went, yep, and down it went. And, of course, it gave me a big, nice, very strong rush of energy.
Of energy.
And it remained with me for a whole week.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Say, yeah, it's definitely good water.
It's excellent water. Okay. So
excellent water,
so
yes.
Yeah, so I drank, the first time I drank it, I didn't, you know, I drank the 16 ounce, I drank it over probably, you know, in about 4 hours. I thought I would just drink it slowly, and I figured, I'm just going to see how it works gradually in my body. And just did what I normally do. And, of course, you know, you guys, you know, I've got energy anyway, so I figured, okay, well, this is a test. But then I didn't really feel really like a whole lot of difference. So what I did is that we also have a gallon. I filled it up with, you know, half and half. Not half and half milk or creamer. I'm talking about half water and half filtered water and half the lightning. It's called Lightning H2O. So anyways, I did that, and then we started drinking that. And then, but before, after that, I said, you know what? I'm just going to really test it out. I tested it out on myself and another person who was having some physical problems. So I tested it out. I went and drank a whole 16-ounce by myself, you know, all at once. And then I
just like
also got this surge. Yes, and I got this surge of energy, like, wow. I mean, it hit me like a lead balloon. So anyways, that's a true testimonial in terms of how quickly it works and how wonderful and beautiful it works. It tastes beautifully. Beautiful. So now I had another friend who has what we call a restless leg. And she said she's been having this problem off and on, and she could never really get rid of it. Anyway, so long story short, I said, well, why don't you try this bottle? I gave a bottle to her. And she said, so the next day I followed up with her, and she said, and I said, well, how do you feel now? She said, wow, I drank that bottle of water and my restless leg went away. I said, whoa, oh, that's wonderful testimony. So so those are just our testimonies regarding the water. I do want to talk a little bit about the other products as well. The gel is, you know, it's like applying aloe vera on your skin, because he says it is partly aloe vera magnesium. And you apply it after you take a shower, or you can do it twice a day. And it really helps the body to just soak in, and it just feels it feels clean, and you could feel, you know, just like aloe vera, you know that that's very, very healing as well. So that's great. And I think I wanted to let Greg know, how do you apply, where can you apply the gel on your body to start with?
So the gel is the whole body from the bottom of your feet to your neck twice a day. It's all on external only, no internal at all. And a lot of people will feel amazing after like a month or two, but that's what people should feel normally. And then after 4 months,
yeah,
it really will start, you'll start feeling the major changes to your whole body system to heal, because it takes about 4 months to heal the whole entire body system. And
right,
it is absolutely amazing for that. You're going to get better sleep. It's going to relax you, and it will just help your overall health tremendously. So it's only on the external body. And what I tell some people is they do it twice a day, but they can use it a couple extra times on their hands or their knees or on their back or wherever they have pain. And you're going to feel it's going to get better and better over time.
Right. So especially for those of us, you know, who have very sensitive skin, you know, applying, when you know you're applying, you know, this amazing formulation of this gel, you'll begin to really feel the difference. So I find that it's very helpful so far, and we've now for about a couple of weeks now. Now the other thing too is he's got some wonderful other supplements. So he Greg spoke a little bit about the tea, and that tea is really delicious. It's sumptuous. It's great. It comes so you can't, you know, it's not a bag. It's not a bag tea. So you got to put it in one of those tea holders or whatever, and then soak it in your hot water. And I will tell you, it's very soothing and it's delicious, and it's worth every penny. And then lastly, Greg, is that you? Greg also has a gel soap. What do you call that again? The soap?
It's actually a wellness soap. Yeah, it's a
okay.
Derived of 100 different wild plants. It has pine needle oil in it and then all these other plants. And it's just really just – a lot of people tell me, doesn't matter how old they are, they haven't ever felt so clean in their life after using it.
Yeah, it's you got to try it. You got to just try it. That's all I have to say. Yeah, and you know, because I like I'd like to keep my skin nice and healthy, right? So I'm into the different types of soaps that are there out there, healing soaps, aloe vera soap, or whatever it is out there, not your normal soap. But anyway, so when I tried this soap, it's beautiful. It goes on really nicely. It suds up really well, and it's again, something else that really you're gifting yourself when you try these particular products. Now, in addition to all of this, I have two or three different testimonials that I would really like to be able to share with everyone. And if I could, I shall do that. Greg, I'm going to put you on mute a little bit because I think there's some static over by you. Okay. All right. Here we go. So the let's see. All right. So you know what? I also have I wanted to have Matt and Gloria here with us. But let me go through the testimonials first, since I'm already on the topic of the testimonies. So let's go ahead and let me read to you. This is the first one that I'm going to read to you is coming from a David. We'll just call him David. And this is what he said. His name is David Peters. He says, I'm 3 years retired from pastoring a wonderful church. September 1st, 2022, I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic adenocarcinoma, which is cancer in the GI tract. And then it had progressed, which led to doctors saying, David, you know what? You have aggressive cancer. They didn't know where the tumor originated, but strongly recommended that I start chemo right away. I would need radiation, of course, that usually goes along with chemotherapy, and possible surgery if the tumor was ever located. I refused. To me, there was nothing more than a death sentence. Of course, we know that. I asked the doctor, what would you do if you found where the tumor is? He said, well, we might be able to do surgery. I said, might? Isn't there a long-term side effect from surgery? He didn't answer that. I said, well, what next? He said, if we do surgery, then we will need to do chemo. I said, no, instead of a few weeks to live, but having to live a miserable life in pain and sickness and having my family looking after me while I'm confined to a bed? He didn't answer. He didn't like my refusal of secular recommendations and without their treatments, they could give me no hope. 4 days later, Casey, a friend of mine, introduced Gregory Paley to me on the phone call. I'm in Tennessee and he's in California. Gregory saved my life. He made me no promises, but he gave me hope. In 48 hours, I had 7 boxes stacked in front of my door. That day, my hope began. It's been 5 months since my diagnosis, and I'm not totally better, but I'm not worse than when I started as far as cancer advancement, according to CT scans. Yet, I have quality of life. I mow my own yard until winter started. I still drive my car and go wherever I want. I've been able to enjoy my family. Now I'm blowing smoke up anybody's behind. My cancer is still there, but it's not moved. That's not possible according to what the cancer doctor told me. He said I would be feeling progressively worse almost daily as the aggressive disease advanced. I was painfully uncomfortable that day. I still am, but not as bad. The program Gregory put me on is adjustable, stop the cancer from progressing. There have been times that I have gone days feeling really good, and I am so grateful for that. Gregory takes so much interest in all of his clients, and he talks to me often. In the beginning, it was daily, if not multiple times a day, just checking on my progress. Confident now with God's help of getting me well in the next few months ahead. I believe him. I must insert here that Gregory and his team informed me early on that suddenness of my cancer was at least greatly caused by emotional grief or stress. I should begin forgiving and letting go of anything that held me, that helped me rise to the cause of this disease. I took their advice because unknowing to them, I had much forgiveness to give and let go of. It worked. I feel better and the cancer has stopped. The one most notable thing since going through the protocol is that my mind is clearer than it's been in a few years. My brain has energy. I'm just waiting now for my body to catch up. As I said, I owe my life to Gregory Paley and, of course, to God. If you feel you have no hope, you need to talk to this man. I expect, because this is the year of expectation, I have another testimonial in a few months. Whoa, I don't know what happened there. Just a second, folks. I just lost where I was. A testimonial in a few months, and I am expecting to be much better than it is now. God bless anybody and all for health and well-being, because there is someone out there, Gregory Paley, who cares and can help you beyond what the doctors can offer. So thank you, Gregory. And that's from David. All right, next one. I just have one more to share with everybody. So, no, before I start there, Greg, you want to say something about David?
Yeah, his testimonial says it all. He, you know, when he first came to me, you know, it was really hard for me to talk with him because and hear his stories because of the fact that my father is an Orthodox priest and he's a pastor. And for me, hearing a pastor saying that he has no hope to live and not the want to live anymore was extremely hard for me. And, you know, talking to him for the 4 days until he decided that, yes, let's go with Gregory instead of, you know, his doctors, you know, it was pretty emotional for me. And, you know, that's why 2 weeks after the program started with him that I had talked to him about the emotion side of it, because obviously the first thing in the Bible is about forgiveness and asking his story why he got cancer. And, you know, he told me, and I was like, well, that's bitterness and forgiveness. You need to go resolve this so you can get better, which then he did. And now he's much better.
Of course.
We still talk, you know, at least once, if not twice a week. And he's doing phenomenal. You know, he went on.
Okay.
I was really worried about him back in, about 3 months ago. I couldn't get a hold of him. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I called Casey, say, hey, Casey, where's David? He goes, I don't know. And he went on vacation. And I was like, I was really happy about that. But I was like, why did you go on vacation? He said, well, I feel so much better. I haven't gone on vacation in years. So, you know, it's been a delight, like every single person who I deal with, because my clientele, my customers, they're not numbers. They're people. They're customers. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important for me to talk to people and really understand what they're going through so I can help them. I'm not a person that's going to sell something that somebody doesn't need. You know, and
right.
For me, it's about adjustment. You know, I'm not going to throw them this huge, massive protocol when they don't need it.
Right. Okay,
so,
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and continue with the second testimony. And this is coming from a Dr. Peel. and he's a chiropractor on the East Coast. Just wanted to let you know what's been going on. And so this is he's addressing Gregory. Hi, Gregory. Just wanted to let you know what's been going on since I started drinking your lightning water, H2O water. I began very slowly due to a seizure problem that I had since I was a teenager. I'm now 75 years old, young. That's over 50 years of seizures. I began drinking your lightning water, your lightning H2O water, at a rate of a pint twice a day. I noticed after 8 weeks that there were several lymphomas around my shoulders, upper arms, shoulders, and the largest one, approximately the size of a quarter, and 3 to 4 other smaller ones, right around that. I was taking a shower and realized they had disappeared, so they had been there for over 20 years. So over 20 years, I have not had any seizures. I have also gradually have noticed improvement in stasis dermatitis, which is a condition of lack of blood flow in the lower legs. So much due to occupational hazards, standing in place for long periods of time, that has gradually gone away. And now I also notice my varicose veins and spider dermatitis in my lower legs are almost gone again, so much due to occupational hazards. I'm drinking 4 pints straight a day of your lightning H2O water now for the last 1.5 years. So thank you very much for all your help and all the information that you've been able to give us. I was just going to continue to tell you how my wife, after having a severe subdural hematoma, has continued to improve while also drinking the lightning H2O water. Thank you again for your help. So, Gregory, I thought I would add a little more information. This is Dr. Tom Peel, and I wanted to mention my brother-in-law, who was diagnosed with psoriasis at age 21. Upon entering the military, he had been drinking your lightning H2O water for 2 months, and the psoriasis, which was beginning to become severe on his legs, has always bothered his arms. That's true, and that's usually true in terms of where it appears. And trunk is 95% gone now, which remains is minor lesions that are clearing up, which is beautiful. Within a day or two, he started using it topically on the lesions, and that is eliminating the lesions from the arms and legs. I have also had many patients that have been drinking your lightning H2O water with great success. 3 of those patients were using the water specifically for cancer care. Two of the three have been completely clear of their cancer, one approximately 8 months, the other close to a year now. There are also several other patients that are drinking the water on a daily basis and have noticed everything from increased energy, stamina, focus, concentration, their concentration is better, just enjoying life much more since starting drinking your lightning H2O water. My brother-in-law had psoriasis for over 50 years. In less than 2 months of drinking your lightning water, took care of the psoriasis 100%. And this is coming from Dr. Peel. So that is quite a story. There's I'm sure that there are probably many more. I just wanted to. I'm going to go forward right now. We've got to get into a little bit more. I want to share with you. This is coming from Matt and Gloria. So let me go ahead and get that information out to you as well. And let's go. And then we can go from there again. Okay. So I would like to write this testimonial. This is from Matt. Everybody knows Matt and Gloria. from the, you know, who work. Mike, Matt is the one that works with Michael. Andrews with, you know, the WCL, but we won't go there. Okay, but so now that you know who he is, I would like to write this testimonial with utmost respect and admiration from Greg Paley and the wonderful Lightning H2O water that he produces, which is truly a life-changing and revolutionary. Hold on a minute. Oh, you know, my phone is archaic, according to our phones are archaic according to Zora and Q, but you know what's really interesting is now I can't go beyond that. It's so weird. Anyways, I'll get back to that, everybody. Let me just try that one more time in regards to that message again coming from Matt. Let's see. Maybe that'll work now. Oh, that won't work either. That is so weird. Anyways, so he absolutely, let me see. He absolutely does feel that he and Gloria have also really felt, you know, a lot of energy and healing, again, you know, from this incredible Lightning H2O water. I'm going to have Greg maybe say a little bit more, since it's not going to let me go forward on this message, which I was able to yesterday and now I can't. Did you want to mention a little bit about what Matt and Gloria have experienced with the Lightning water?
Yes, and you know, one of the things about
Because my message is not coming through. Go ahead.
All right. So, like a lot of with the water, people would drink it to heal from the inside out. But with the water, what's fantastic about it is you can use it topically as well. And Matt had a lesion on his forehead, which is about the size of about $0.50. And when he started using my water, it shrunk down to about the size of a eraser. And so it's about tropical use too as well. So if you get an insect bite or if you have a rash, it will definitely help that. The psoriasis, as Dr. Peel had mentioned for his brother, I've had a lot of people that have had psoriasis on their hands and their arms, soak their arm, and within most of them, 24 hours, it's gone. And going back to Matt and Gloria, also with Gloria, Gloria uses the water in her eyes, and it felt that it's helped quite a bit with her eyes feeling better. So everybody's really different what they're going to experience, but I have a lot of people that talk about that have eye issues. And I mentioned to them that they just need to put the drops in their eyes in the course of a couple weeks or 4 weeks. And like I said, I'm here always for support. So everybody can call me and ask me questions. But I will tell people, after a month, if you don't see what you want to see as a difference, start putting half colloidal silver, half my water straight in a dropper, and start using that in your eyes twice a day instead of just the water itself, which is really important. Then
I
know,
like that combination. That's great. That's a great combination, Greg.
Thank you. It just has really worked for not only everybody, but it's for me as well, personally. The other thing I want to mention is Dr. Peel had mentioned about cancer, and Matt has had cancer as well. And one of the reasons why my water works so well, if people understand their blood in their body is 94% water. So when you're drinking my water, it may take up to 7 to 10 days to totally switch your blood over to my water. And when you're doing that, when you're continuing drinking my water month after month, it's like giving yourself a blood transfusion every month, because obviously our cells die off and they replenish.
Right. Right. Okay. So, well, why don't we do this? We only just have a few more minutes, Greg. If you will, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you ship it, you know, the cost of it, you know, cover whether or not you have shipping and taxes, and also whether it goes to Canada or overseas, since we have people all around the world. If you could cover that and then give everyone your information so that they would they have it in hand, you know, that you're from California, so you know everybody knows you're Pacific. And then if we have a little bit of time, I'd like to be people, if you have a question at this time, please go ahead and raise your hand, press one keypad, and your hand will raise so that I know to pick open your line. Okay, so with that being said, tell us more about what the cost is of the products, and we'll go from there.
All righty, fantastic. So, number one, everybody needs to understand, I do not have a website. I do not have social media. I've been in business for 10 years, and I like to keep it that way. I don't even have voicemail, believe it or not. So when you call, please be patient. Just call when you get me live, you get me live. Normally, you can always guarantee to get me Monday through Saturday from 5 to 5, but you can always call earlier and later. If I'm awake, I'm going to pick up the phone and help you. The cost of my products, for Lightning H2O runs $195 a box. That landed to your doorstep in 48 hours. And with Jane and Billy, I'm doing a discount for them, which will be if you buy three boxes, you get the fourth one for free. And then the wellness box, which has the water.
Okay, excuse me. Greg,
yeah.
Okay, so the one box includes, and this is now for the one box, which includes
right.
What?
It's 1.25 gallons, which is a 1 gallon
okay.
jug, two 16-ounce bottles, which each box
okay.
will make approximately 10 to 12 gallons of water for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, but if you get three of those boxes, right?
I will
you
go ahead and do
free.
One for free. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And the wellness box has the same thing as the water box, 1.25 gallons, the 1 gallon jug, the two 16-ounce bottles. But I'm also adding in a bag of loose tea and also the gel, Believe in Miracles gel, and also one bar of the soap. That box normally runs $295, but I will do the same thing is I will give you buy three boxes, fourth one for free.
Okay.
And, everything ships out. Like I said, you order it, ships out the same day, and you get it within 48 hours.
Okay.
And then international shipping. I do ship international. International for my box, since my box is 18 pounds, and it's packaged a little bit different. The international shipping cost are Canada, Mexico, about $60, depending on where it is. The UK is about $80, and anywhere else in the world, it runs about $100.
Okay.
And I will try to help you as much as I can with shipping. It just depends on what the order, what I can do for you.
Okay. All right. So, all right, everybody. So let me just kind of go over that real quick again. So the first, you know, if you get the main box, the one box for $195, in the United States, is there any shipping or taxes?
Everything that
okay.
that price is landed to your door.
Okay. All right. That's beautiful. Okay. And then remember, if you buy three of those, you get the fourth free. Now, the wellness, which includes the gallon, 1 gallon, plus the 2 16-ounce bottles, plus that beautiful tea, if you can, plus a gel bottle. Is that 1 gel or 2 gels?
It's 1 gel.
Okay, so one bag of tea, 1 gel, and 1 bar of soap equals $2.95. Again, if you buy 3 of those, you get the 4th free. And in the United States, there is no shipping or tax. So there, you only pay the $2.95 without any additional cost, especially if you're in the United States. So thank you for that. And then the last one is for international. You know, you got to pay for shipping, whether it's in Canada or Mexico. It's about $60 for shipping in addition to the cost. And then for the UK, it's about $80. Anywhere else in the around the world, it's $100. So what's really wonderful about this, Greg, is that you will take it upon yourself to ship it anywhere in the world. And because a lot of the products that we do endorse, you know, if there's such a difficulty in terms of shipping it, you know, internationally or even to Mexico or to Canada. So this is really a godsend. And in fact, Greg is a godsend. And I know we're all gods and goddesses. We're
Thank
all godsends, you know, but In this particular time of our existence, and for many of us, because we're older than 50 or at least 50 and over, that, you know, you want to be in tip-top shape, especially since we're looking forward any day now for all of the humanitarian projects and worldwide distribution of all of the wonderful gifts that have been brought to people like Greg, and others of high-frequency products to bless the world with. So I think that's it. Let me go ahead and open up a couple of lines before we let Greg go. So we have a caller right now, and let me go ahead. Again, if you have a question, let's go ahead and answer your question. So the first person I'm calling on is 402, ending in 8070. So, all right, 402 ending in 8070. Hello?
Hi. This is Judy.
You are?
From Nebraska.
Hi, Judy.
Judy from Nebraska.
Hello, Judy.
Hi, Jane.
Okay.
Hi, this is my first time calling to any of your shows. I listen to all of them. Interested in this water. This is the first time I've heard of it. When I got your email, I called. I have this like a skin rash and then inflammation with nerve pain. Does this water help that?
Yes, definitely so. It helps with the inflammation and the immune system. What would really help you with your rash, besides just the water, would be the water and the gel. Water, yeah, what I would recommend is you just get the water box first, and if you feel that the water alone is not helping, then we can get you some gel out. But the water, taking care of that. And what you want to do is be drinking the water, obviously, and then take a washcloth and use the water straight on there, and just let it, you know, watch a movie or whatever you're going to do, and just or read a book and just have the washcloth there and do that a few times a day, as much as you can. That will help.
And what does the soap do? What does the soap do?
The soap just makes everybody feel really good. It does take care of minor issues that people have, but it is a wellness soap. I haven't been doing the soap that long, so I don't have huge testimonials on that yet. But I just have people that have had rashes and stuff like that that has totally cleared up as well.
Yeah, I would do all three if you could.
Go ahead.
I would do all three if I were you.
Okay.
If you could.
And so that'll clear your blood. Does it also clear what's in your organs? Because I know we have a lot of metal.
Yes. Now, you have my water, And then the gel will help that. That's about the full body system in 4 months, about cleaning out your all your, I can't say organ, but it's the body system. Now, with heavy metal, we will have a heavy metal detox cream coming out. I do have it. I just haven't released it yet. But I do, have something that will be coming out in May at some point where people will be able to buy this. And this is a full body heavy metal detox.
Nice.
Fabulous. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Judy. I have a question for Greg, and this would pertain as well to Judy. And that is, if people wanted to buy some of these things individually, so like for herself, she's going to get the wellness, I'm sure, or the pack, the water, and in addition, she wants to gel.
Yeah.
Oh, so she would have to get.
So
there isn't any
gel.
Way you can individual.
I can customize
products.
Some boxes for people if they would like. I prefer not to. To do the water or the wellness box. But, you know, if they need something, if they need an extra gel in a box, or if they need, you know, whatever, because I have other products as well, I can do something for them. I just prefer to set up the boxes that I have because it makes it a lot easier. But if somebody needs an extra gel or they want a total customized box, I can do that. I just don't sell individual stuff like tea and stuff like that just because of the fact it costs so much for shipping these days just the time and everything. It's not really beneficial. I'd rather see them get a water box with a bag of tea in it opposed to just shipping tea because then the price becomes less sealed.
Got it. Yeah, okay. I had another question for you regarding purchasing the product. Okay, so let's go on. Let's go on to the next caller. So the next caller is 843 ending in 8176. 8176, you're here now with Gregory Paley. Hello.
Yes. Hi. This is Henry in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Hi, Henry.
I have a testimony. I've been buying Greg's water when I can, when I'm able, and treating my mother with it. I'm not as fortunate. We can't afford to drink down a whole bottle at one time, but I use it along with structured water, and I would take one container and mix it with 1 gallon. And I stretch it out and make it last for a long time, and I have to tube feed my mother. She can't swallow food and talk or anything else. But she's stable, so we're keeping her stable. And I got to thank Gregory for his participation in helping my mother for her life. We're also using the Dr. Arts Believe and Miracle Gel. We're also using that on her. At least once a day. Don't have the money to put it on there ever twice a day, like you recommend. Anyway, that's my testimony.
And thank
Gregory,
you.
If you don't have money and you want to buy a small amount, he'll work with you on it. So that's my testimony.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thank you, Henry. All right. Our next caller is 206 ending in 9349. See if you have a question here for Gregory. Hello, do you have a question for Gregory? Tell us who you are. Hello, 206 ending in 9349. Okay. Hello? Did you have a question? All right, it's okay. All right, I think that's it for questions for today, Gregory. I think people are going to just have to – we'll probably continue to listen to this call for today and really kind of sort out for themselves. I don't think there's not too much to ask. I mean, the call was really fabulous. It was really comprehensive. I think you explained the product beautifully. And all again, everything that you put into your body affects your entire being. So again, you know, stay healthy, stay well. We know about structured water. We know about filtered water. Don't drink from the tap, you know, all of those things. Anyways, unless it's coming directly from the mountain and you're right next to the mountain. Other than that, this lightning H2O, and along with the gel, I mean, that's a great, beautiful combination, or just the water itself. For those of you that are going to be new to it, go ahead and do as he said, 1 16-ounce and put it into a gallon of purified water. Then that would be a really wonderful way to at least to begin to heal all of your body. Now, before I end our call with Greg, I'm going to ask Dorea to please bring Zora through. Because you, as we all know, we always love all the time. Anytime we have a new product that we endorse, we always ask Zora also to see what his thoughts and feelings are, especially since he doesn't come here and he's also able to kind of see from the density that he's from or the dimension that he's from. So, Zoraya, hello. I bet you she's got her got herself on mute. Billy, you want to go ahead?
Can I say one thing?
Oh, of course you can. While I go get Billy, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody, and especially Janie and you, Billy.
I'm here.
My direct line for ordering is 805.
I was just listening to you.
Okay. Oh yeah. Hold on a second, Zoraya. Go ahead, Greg. Yes, give us your information again.
Yeah, well, my direct line to call is 805-325-0015. Once again, that's 805-325-0015. And if you don't get me right away, just call me back in like an hour or so because I do not have voicemail once again. Anyways, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for everything
okay.
from everybody.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Okay, Greg. Zora, are you Billy? Can you bring your dad through? Let's have him talk a little bit about the Greg's lightning water gel and wellness, et cetera, products.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, I've been observing and listening already. Anyway, understand that the water that is being offered has been, what you call, has been treated, of course, with the energy coming from the cosmos. So I will tell you, it is very good water. It is very healing water. And I will tell you, I can say it can heal you because I'm not subject to your earthly rules and regulations. Anyway,
our bodies.
I will tell you, indeed, understand the water, if you take it consistently, it will heal every issue with your body. If you take it consistently, every part of your body will be rejuvenated, will be healed again. Understand, your entire body reproduces itself in a period of existence.
I think it's
every so often. Every 90 days you have renew every cell in your body. So what you're doing is this water is nourishing those cells. And it invigorates them, and it helps to recreation of your cells. Understand, you are not your body.
Right.
You are a guest of the body. Your essence, your soul, if you will, is not a permanent resident in the in your body. So you continue on after this body has worn out, so to speak. But in reality, all of you are immortal, whether you wish to admit it or not.
Okay. I have a question, Zora.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people have suffered, you know, due to the plandemic, scamdemic,
mm-hmm.
however way we want
yes.
to take a look at
of
it.
Of course.
And mm-hmm. so this also would be a definite plus for everyone who has had any adverse reactions, if they've taken or family has taken the jabs, to be able to partake of this water. To help already as well, like we have, you know, a couple of other high-frequency products that we endorse, would really also assist in the healing process. Would you not agree?
Of course it will. Yes, it will.
Yes.
It will assist. It will not remove it, but it will assist in the in the maintenance against it. Understand,
correct.
There's
correct.
Only, as you all well know, that the only thing against that will it'll totally eliminate the shedding and also the vaccine's result is an extraterrestrial celestial chamber. However, in the interim, the water is very good for you, and you'll find that it will rejuvenate you, it will re-energize you, and it is very good for you. So,
mm-hmm.
if you can afford
okay.
it. At this time, get it.
Well, I have to say this one as a plug-in regarding to the cost. You know, when you take a look at the quality of what you're getting and the price of what you're getting it from, you have more quality versus the cost. You got to weigh it in terms of what are the benefits versus the cost. And I will tell you, the cost is really so very reasonable. Everyone should be able to at least get started on the first package. If you can't afford anything else, you know, that first package should really be a must as a part of your regimen on a regular basis for your body. So... Thank you again, Greg. You're incredible. You're amazing. Thank you so much for being here at this time of our existence and sharing these wonderful products with all of us.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, and looking forward
okay.
to speaking to all your listeners.
Okay.
God bless you all.
All right. Yes, thank you, Greg. Again, Greg's phone number is 805-325-0015. Best time to really call him is probably earlier in the day rather than later. So that's just an FYI for all of you people, okay, for all of you gods and goddesses. All right. All right, thank you. Have yourself a super day. Again, thanks very much to Matt and Gloria for recommending your products to everyone. On our show, and you have yourself an amazing, amazing day and year, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Greg.
All right. Much love. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Good show. All right, Zora, don't go away, because now we shall begin our show with you. We have 1 hour. Of which we could do a lot of Q&As with you. But before we do that, I would, if you don't mind, Zora, unless you want to read this, Billy was going to share the last part of his dragon story from the last call we had. Or do you want to do that near the end of this call for Billy? What would you like to do, Zora? Oh, wait a minute. I got her. I don't know what happened there. Hey, Zora?
Indeed.
Yeah, sorry about that. So did you want to read the portion, or shall we just go ahead and listen to you talk about where things are at presently in our world and, you know, your uplifting message for all of us and then go through a little bit of a Q&A? And then we'll listen to Zareya near the end of our call so she can finish up her story.
However you wish to proceed, go ahead.
Okay. How about we do this, Zara? You know, let's talk a little bit about the status of how you see our world to be. I do know that things are really going in, you know, things are, I would say, and I'm going to have to kind of agree for many others as well. You know, it's been a lot of ups and downs, and more downs now than ups. And, of course, still knowing that things are changing, which is very positive, but it seems like it's in slow motion. So maybe you could kind of lift us up a little bit with your words of wisdom and positivity.
Understand, beloved gods and goddesses, the following statement what I'm about to tell you. Understand, we have been observing you for a long time on our amino acid computers, and understand that we have been observing your planet continually, its ups and downs and things of this nature, and we understand your frustration, and we also understand that you have a blessing that is coming about. But many of you are at the point where you think it's not going to happen. I will assure you, it is happening. It is not if it's going to happen or when it's happening. Now understand that in the realm of your realm, it is definitely happening. In our realm, it's already occurred. So we are looking at past tense when we look at your world. So understand that your world is a wonderful, beautiful emerald jewel. And even the outside, of course, the inside of it as well, as a whole. But understand that you beautiful people on the surface, we are your brothers and sisters from within. You are our brothers and sisters on our roof. So understand that we are one with you. Understand that what we tell you is out of love, completely, absolutely love, because that's all they stand for, is love. Understand that we gave the message of hope. We gave the cures to all your diseases, to a beautiful, wonderful being known as Admiral Byrd. But he was not allowed to release this wonderful information or these wonderful cures to the outside world, because your government, U.S. government, stopped the distribution of it. Why? Out of fear. They knew at the point of his return and his report, but he gave them on a very detailed report. It brought fear into their hearts, and they put a lid on it, so to speak, and they hid all of the wonderful healing vials that we gave Admiral Byrd to give to the world away under lock and key. And they ordered him, as being a commander, to obey orders and not talk about it. Why? Because they were afraid. They are afraid of us. Why? Because we are eons ahead of them in science. We are eons ahead of them in in technology, and they fear us. Why? Because they cannot control us. That's why they fear us. We are very concerned for your world. I will tell you this, that we have taken any possibility of annihilation of your planet by way of nuclear holocaust. We have taken that ability away from your governments, all of them. They're very much aware that we have neutralized their ability. So understand, you will never, ever have a nuclear war. Ever! It will not be allowed. It cannot be allowed. When it comes to what is termed as free will is given to you as a gift. Free will is given to you for your enjoyment. Understand. But when it comes to the point of decimating the planet, that's where we draw the line. We will not allow free will to destroy your planet, period. Understand, we love you. We are very concerned for you. And very soon, you're going to see more and more of our ships in your skies, and they will not be cloaked. This is in the coming days. You will see more of our ships, and they will not be cloaked. They will not be hidden in lenticular clouds. They will be shown in their entirety. This is the meaning of it, because we need for you to know that you are protected. We are protecting your planet. From the moment Source said the planet is destined for ascension, at that point, we went onto a what is called a defensive mode, to the point of we would not allow any external asteroids, meteors, and things of that nature to decimate your planet. Not going to happen either. So forget about that too. All of these, what you call doomsday sayers and things of this nature, disregard what they're saying, because none of it is true. There is no asteroids on a collision course with your planet. There is no comets on a collision course with your planet. There are no extraterrestrial beings of a negative nature going to interfere with the evolution of this planet. We are your protectors. We will protect you. Our ships are in your skies. Even now, they are cloaked. However, in the coming days, they will uncloak. And you will see them in the skies. This is our promise to you. You will see us in your skies from this day forth. Understand, the ships you will see will be from hollow earth, not from out in outer space. The ships you will see will be coming from the hollow earth through the North Polar and Southern Polar openings.
Wow.
They will be coming out of Mount Shasta. They will be coming out of Mount Lassen. They will be coming out of Mount other volcanoes throughout around the globe. Volcanoes are an exit for ships. Understand, you have a ship that is in what you term as Lake Tahoe, in the deepest part, is down there. That's why you always see the water as blue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is being, the water is being purified by that ship and its energy. That's why you always see the Lake Tahoe as blue. Purified
it's
water.
It's very pristine. It's very pristine.
It is indeed. It is very pristine
and very healing
and very healing as well. Because that is a healing ship. Now, understand, we know your frustration. I will tell you there have been many who have received their blessing, but they are under what is termed as an NDA. They cannot talk about it. However, just because it hasn't happened for you presently does not mean it's not happening. I tell you, I ask you to have a little more patience. Yes. The process is in process. Yes, it is. But it is going in a manner that is not of your approval. You want it to happen now, in this instant. We understand this. The changes are coming, but they don't want to cause panic as it comes forth. That is why it seems to be taking so long.
So,
however,
Zora, excuse me, Zora, I do have to ask this. So, and I know that a lot of people are going to say, "Well, Jane, I wish you wouldn't interrupt all the time." But when you're talking about,
you're not interrupting. You are asking a question that needs to be asked.
Yeah.
Ask it.
Okay. So yes. So of course we understand. We don't want to panic the masses. However, there's going to be a certain amount of panic anyways, even as slow as it's going.
But we still want to keep it to a minimum of chaos, a minimum of fear. And I will also tell you that your Trump is also protected, so don't worry about him.
No, he won't.
He is in good hands. And he is definitely protected. We do have what you call, what you would term as bodyguards around your Trump. And these are not earthly bodyguards.
Thank you, sir. Can he see them?
Anyway.
Can you see them?
You, of course you see them. They look like human.
Yeah.
And
they
are around him. And they are around him. But they are not from the surface of this planet.
Okay. Two more questions,
anyway.
Zora. Two more
go
questions?
Ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One is that there is still going to be, that precedes the RV, is going to be the EBS. That's the Emergency Broadcast System run through for 10 days and 10 days of, and then plus 3 days of darkness. How do you feel about that?
I do not want to do what is termed as put fear into anyone's hearts or minds. Understand,
true,
when they talk about 3 days of darkness, that is a term that brings fear. Why would I say that? I will not say that. You are not going to be in 3 days of darkness. You're not going to be in 90 days of lockdown.
Okay.
You do not need to do what is termed as to stockpile for 90 days.
Right.
This is all fear mongers that are out there trying to bring fear into your hearts and cause you panic. Okay. Stop it.
Right. Right. That includes us, the light workers, Zora.
I am talking to everyone. Stop the fear. Stop instilling fear into the hearts and minds of the people. You are gods and goddesses. Act like it. Anyway.
Okay, Zora.
You want to understand that you and your brothers and sisters from within have been watching over your planet for a long time, what you term eons. We've been observing your planet. We have been from within on our amino acid computers, screens, monitors. So we know what's going on. And we are also assisting those in government to, we've been what you call, in a sense, mentoring them. Things will be changing in the coming, in this coming year. And even in this year. But in this coming year, of course. But again, we have slated what you call the galactic disclosure before the end of this fiscal year. And we are always moving forward to bring about that galactic disclosure, which will include governmental disclosure, which will include extraterrestrial disclosure, which will also bring about medical disclosures as well. Understand there are many breakthroughs coming forth. We are giving the knowledge to your researchers, centers, research centers. We have blessed you with the EES system. Those are coming about as well. And those are available now, a precursor to the celestial chamber. However, the celestial chamber is far beyond the EE system because it recreates your blueprint from the beginning. Your blueprint from the beginning was pure. It was pure. There was no illness. There was no disease. There was none of this. Your blueprint is what the extraterrestrial celestial chambers will be working off of to help recreate your physical being.
Can
That's
I ask you a question, sir?
Blueprint. Yes.
Can I ask you a question about, you know, there are some people that talk about the medbeds as being celestial, and then some people talk about the medbeds like medbeds. So sometimes that becomes really controversial. So when you say celestial, you're referring to not man-made or not
man-made,
but it's actually coming from off-world completely in terms of the technology.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
That correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And the ones that will be created, put together by means of light workers, understand when the galactic disclosure is fully realized and announced, then all of the celestial chambers that will be brought to your planet will be put in locations, specific locations around your planet. There will not be any flaws in them. There will not be any what you call malfunctions in them. for they will be working off the premise of amino acid computers. They
can
will
I
be
ask
pure.
You a question?
Of course
so,
you can ask me a question, you
okay.
beloved creature.
So, anyway. So when, you know, we were talking about a lot of, you know, conscious computers. Now, are these med beds that are off-world, those are the ones that we want, obviously. Are they sentient beings so that it can read us, it can read what my body wants? Versus what I want, I could say what I want, but then it will also read what my body, all of the different bodies I have, that it in terms of what it needs, right? Just like the QFS. Yeah.
Yes, it will read your body to know exactly what needs to be rectified, and it will rectify
right.
it. If you're missing an arm, it will rebuild it. If you're missing a leg, it will rebuild it. If you're missing an organ, it will replace it.
No, but this is what I meant. I meant by that celestial chamber, Zora. So let's say I go in and I say, well, I want a whole makeover, right, in terms of how my body looks, right? Okay, let's just say that.
Of course.
And then,
yes.
you know, so I can go in there and say, this is what I want. But, you know, when I get scanned, it looks like it's more than just that. There's so many other things that they're going to know. It's going to know beyond what I say, beyond that, in terms of what the whole body
it will,
needs, right?
the celestial chambers will be programmed to your specific anatomy, to your specific makeup, and it will recreate from that point. It will also take into consideration what you desire, and that will also be incorporated into the celestial chamber, so in the programming. So you will have not only what you desire, but also what it needs.
Okay, perfect. That's all I needed to ask. So it isn't like, oh, well, bring my body back to age 25 or age 40 or whatever, right? It's going to say, oh, okay,
that
could happen.
You can do that as well.
But
it can do that
right.
as well.
Well,
it will do other things as well.
Of course.
To bring it back to a pristine state of existence.
Yeah, are you talking about 5D then?
To be the immortal beings that you are.
So that also means, so that would mean 5D, that would mean that we would have our full consciousness back.
Yes.
Also? Whoa, I like that. All right, okay.
It will clean out your entire being. It will clean out all of the toxins within your body. They will be gone. It will take out any disease within the body. Will be gone. Any imperfections will be gone. You will be back to the pristine bodies you once were before the Anunnaki came in and messed things up.
Is that 5D bodies then?
Yes.
Five density bodies. Okay.
Five density bodies, yes.
Thank you.
Three,
all right.
3D will be gone.
3D will be gone, everybody. All right. Well, that sounds
3D,
like an amazing thing.
3D
yeah.
is the density of chaos. It will be gone.
You're never going to have that anymore, right, Zora? Not at least in your galaxy, correct?
Not in my watch.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen. We have Zora, maybe you want to drink some water because I know you've been talking. How about
I am drinking
we can open
water.
Okay. So let me go ahead and open up the lines now for you. And we're going to go ahead and open it up. We'll start with 334 ending in 4444. 4464. Oh, wait a second. Oh, here we go. 334 ending in 4464.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can.
Of course, we hear you.
Okay, my question is, Zora.
You are?
Oh, I'm Anita.
I'm sorry. Who are
you? I'm Anita.
Anita? Okay, Anita. Hello, welcome.
Okay, thank you. Zora, since Amram Bird can share the cures, is there any way possible that you can share the cures to the diseases?
The answer is within you. Remember, beloved being, beloved goddess, you have the answers within you. You are the healer of your body. You are the creator of your being. And the only reason that you don't realize that was because you were blinded from it. Well, let's bring that sight back the way it was supposed to be. I want you to count from five to one. I want you to say, I receive from the goddess of my being, I am back the way I was before.
Okay.
Rub your hands together.
Okay.
Yes, rub your hands together.
All right.
Place them both over your heart mind and repeat what I just told you.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
I am back the way I originally were created.
I am back the way I was originally created.
And I know it.
And I know it.
Now, how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. Full of energy.
You know.
Thank you.
It's more than just energy. You have recreated your entire being. You have renewed your heart. You have renewed your lungs. You have renewed all of your organs within your body. You are a totally renewed being.
Awesome.
There is no reason for you to be ill anymore. There is no reason for you to be sick anymore. There is no reason for you to accept any diagnosis that you receive, because you are the goddess. You are the healer of your being.
It's true.
Okay. Thank you, Anita.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Keep up the good work. All righty. Just remembering that and doing the work.
Knowing it, not remembering. Knowing.
Right. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is 404 ending in 6328.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear
hello.
Me?
We
can. You hear me? Great.
Yes.
Hello, Viv.
Yes.
Hello, Vivian.
Viv. Namaste to everyone.
Indeed.
On the call.
And
you, thank you, Zora. Thank you again. My question is, for the sake of my children, Zora, the only thing I've ever heard is when before we come into the world, we are allowed to choose our parents, and that we had a choice of three sets of parents, or how does that go? But I also like to know whether or not the choice of the grandparents come with that. Is that a separate choice or not? We choose our parents. Do we also choose our grandparents?
No.
No.
Just do we choose our parents?
Right. You don't choose your children either. They choose you.
I know.
Indeed.
That's my question. But we don't choose our parents, just our grandparents, just our parents.
Just your parents.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a great day, Greg, guys. Great call. Love you
Indeed.
All. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right. Next caller now is, hold on a second, is 402 ending in 8070. 402-8070. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I have 860 ending in 18. Oops, sorry. We'll do this one. I'm getting myself off track here. 302 ending in 2057. 302 ending in, whoops, 2057. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi,
can
welcome.
You hear me? Yes,
hi.
And you are?
My
Your
name is Dita.
Okay, hi, Dita.
Dita. Hi.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Zora.
Hello.
I am firstly just so very grateful to be able to actually even speak to everyone, especially Zora. My question is, when the ships, as you mentioned, will be seen uncloaked for us, the public, to be aware and fully understand the presence, are the dark entities also trying to do something to take away from that, more so referring to the Project Blue Beam and all that other stuff? How will we be able to discern your ships, you know, the benevolent ones from you?
Understand. They will have a bit of a, what is a bit of a hue around them. Sort of between an orange and a reddish orange.
Okay.
And
okay.
Any other vessels that you see in the skies that do not have that haze around them are not from us.
They could be from Eshtar.
Or they could be back-engineered craft from your government. Your triangled ships.
Okay, right. I've seen those in my research anyway. Okay.
Those are not hollow earth ships. Those are back engineered ships from alien technology.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
I will tell you that our ships are disc-shaped. They are not triangled.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call.
Thank you
for your
so
question.
Much.
No problem. All righty.
Have
okay,
a great
bye-bye.
Day.
Bye. You too. All righty. Now, let's, next one is, okay. Is 860 ending in 1804.
Hi, it's John, Connecticut.
Hello? Oh, hello, John.
Hello. My question is, how long will it take the chambers to heal the people that are in the nursing homes?
Again?
How long will it take for the chambers to get to the people in nursing homes?
Once the galactic disclosure has been fully announced and realized, and the chambers are put within those centers, a matter of minutes.
So you see this a few months out? This year?
Again?
You see this happening this year?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Indeed.
All right, John, thank you for calling. Take good care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, our next caller now is going to be 562, 562 ending in 3425. 3425, hello.
Hello, Jane and Zora. It's Cindy Taylor in Long Beach, California.
Yep, we do. Yes, hello, Cindy.
I just want to thank you for everything. I listened to Thor Valiant this morning in Telegram, and he said that Trump is safe and that they're getting rid of the reptilians. So for the first time in a very, very long time, I'm very happy. I can feel, as many people do, we're happier because we know what's happening, and it's all so good. Thank you, Father Zora. Thank you, your sister, your daughter, Jane, and Zora. Thank you. I love you so much. I'm calling you to thank you. And thank you for President Trump. I love him so much. I understand what's happening. Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. All right, Cindy.
Namaste.
Thank you for your call. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Now, so everything is like moving in synchronicity. Messages that are coming out from credible people, etc. So it's really excellent how things are really moving beautifully. All right. So thank you. It's been very uplifting, Zora. It's been very, very helpful for many of us. Okay, so let me go back over here. Hold on a second. I think I'm missing somebody. Well, I think they already jumped out. All right, everyone. We actually have like about 15 more minutes. I don't see that we have. I think we've kind of caught everybody already. So we did. Let me see. I want to make sure that I didn't miss anybody. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and bring Zoraya through, and we'll go from there. Oh, I think I have somebody new here. 856 ending in 2340. Let's try this person. 856 ending in 2340. Hello?
Hi, how are you? I was just listening.
Oh, okay, very good. All right, thank you. All right, I think we're ready, Zora. How about a 5-4-3-2-1 for everyone, and then if you will, bring Zoraya through so we could talk, so she can finish up the show with her dragon story. So, Zora, I want to say thank you from all of us to you, just as Cindy already just said. We really very, very much love and appreciate all of your wondrous, beautiful work that you're doing to help everyone here on the planet and beyond, and working with the galactics, et cetera, et cetera.
One more thing before we do the 5-4-3-2-1.
Thank you so much. Thank you for remembering.
Yes. Understand, beloved Zoraya and Quasar, because of the drop-off of people purchasing what is termed wonderful products, have put pressure on Zoraya and Quasar in a what you call monetary manner. So we ask that you do what is termed as to send forth love gifts toward them, to help them, so they may continue the work they are doing. So, with that said, 5-4-3-2-1, receive from the gods or goddesses of your being. You are completely healed and restored. So be it.
We know it.
And you know it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Zora. Thank you, thank you. For all of you that would like also to be able to have a session with Zora, just text me, Zora Session, and put in your full name, your phone number, your time zone, and perhaps an email, although that might, that will not necessarily be necessary unless, of course, you don't do texting. So, again, it would be your full name. The subject would be Zora Session, and I will go ahead, and that will also assist us, you know, in just bringing in some revenue, in, just in the
and
temporary
time. And the phone number would be,
time,
be, would be preferable to have on there, too.
Yes, and you can text it to me, and that's 719-428-9746. Again, it's 719-428-9746. Please be patient. I know there have been a number of people that have texted me as well. I cannot get to everyone, you know, between our show and, you know, assisting Q as well. And for those of you that have continued to assist Q, we want to say on his behalf as well, thank you for that. Please do not email me regarding wanting to be put on a list for the projects. We'll be sending out information as soon as I get together with Q and solidify the schedule and the plan for his projects with Q. So with that being said, the only other thing I wanted to mention to everyone, and I'm going to have Billy talk about it since Billy is going to be here now, it's in regards to It's Only, I think It's Only Five, that was one of the investments that many people had made, including Zareya, to bring in some extra funds with minimal amount of monies to be put in. So, Zareya, you want to go ahead and talk a little bit about, we had information coming in from Derek, who has been an incredible being, who has been following It's Only Five, and the updates regarding that presently. So, Zareya, you want to just speak a little bit on that?
Well, let me see. It'sonlyfive.com site is I tried getting in on it myself, and of course it wouldn't accept my password. So, but the site is still up, and
how
as far as what is going on with it, we're under the assumption that it is disbanded, and
right.
until we know further about that. We cannot say too much about that. However, but I will be pursuing to find out more about it myself.
Right.
But
okay.
Anyway, to get away,
and
let's finish up our reading. Yeah.
Okay, just one more thing. I just also wanted to make sure that for the many of you also that have been asking to have Michael Andrews on our call, he will be coming up this weekend. This coming weekend, we will have him on a call. So following Sunday, we'll have a call with Michael. All right, just so you know that, and we'll get, and Matt. All right. All right, go ahead then with your call, Zareya, about our dragons, your dragons, anyway. And tell them about your... Yeah, tell them also what happened to you one day when your dad was here healing somebody and where you went. Why don't we start there reread about it.
All right. Okay. One time when I left my body and I was flying on Pan, a dragon came up alongside, a gold dragon, and Pan had other things to do. So I basically shifted position from Pan over to the gold dragon. So I was riding on the back of a dragon, which was very nice. They're quite graceful. But anyway.
But tell us about how big are they in proportion to understanding how big your pterodactyls are.
Well, a dragon is...
Well, talk about the pterodactyls first.
Well,
how big are the pterodactyls?
Pterodactyl wingspans are 60 feet.
Okay.
And a dragon's wings from tip to tip is more like 500 feet.
Whoa!
They're huge.
That's humongous. It's as tall as a building.
But yeah, they are. They're big. So they're very large. Some are small, some are large. Full-grown ones are definitely large, and in Hollow Earth, you know, you can see them flying around a lot. But you do have dragons on the surface as well.
But not that big.
But if you ever see blue lightning at night, that's a dragon flying. They create blue lightning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How come? How is that possible?
It's just the flapping of the wings creates the blue lightning.
And what do they do? Do they have like fiery breaths also, like what we see in movies?
Some do, some don't. Some have frigid breath. Some have heated breath. Some have what you call strong wind breath.
And what is the purpose? What is the purpose of dragons, anyways? Besides that, we see them as kind of a mystical type of a creature.
They're not mystical or mythical.
Okay.
They're real.
Mythical.
Mythical is a created entity.
They are an
entity. And the reason they were created? For the joy of the creator.
Of course.
You
know. Right. We should have known that, everybody. All right.
But also understand, dragons are not like the mythical dragons that you've heard about.
Okay.
These are very graceful creatures. They are very beautiful creatures. You have, not only do you have dragons that are in the fly in the sky, you also have them that swim in underwater.
Really?
Like Loch Ness. Loch Ness is a dragon.
It is?
The,
we didn't know that.
Of course it is. Yes. It's a sea dragon.
Oh.
A sea dragon. So Loch Ness is not a dinosaur. It is a dragon. And people have seen Loch Ness in the appearance of Loch Ness as a dragon. So,
is that still alive, by the way, Zora? I mean, Zoraya?
Of course
Zoraya?
It is. It's
still alive.
Like
wow.
You are.
Dragons are immortal.
Dragons are immortal as well. Dragons are immortal.
Cool.
You are immortal.
Right.
Whether you wish to admit it or not, but you are.
No, we know. Mm-hmm. The bodies
are
not immortal.
May I get to the reading,
though? Of
course.
Thank
minutes.
You so much. Yes, you do. Thank you, Zoraya. Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Okay. We are so gentle, not like the myths of the past. We have a purpose to perform certain tasks, to purify the planet and to restore its equilibrium so you can evolve and explore the other planets surrounding you who have already made it through their ascension and are waiting for you in the fifth dimension. Yes, we love our gold, just as you have been told. From all the stories of old, it piled up in mountain caves, where only those who are brave will venture in to take a peek. And they will think that we are asleep and tiptoe quietly around. The view of gold piled on the ground, just waiting to be found. To lift your vibration and lift your life, and to eliminate all the strife. For gold will do this. It is not a myth, but inherent in its gift. We are elementals, part of Pan, only with a very wide wingspan. Actually, we are just like you, just a different form for God to work through. So now you know our tale has been told. And now you know we don't grow old, but are immortal. Just like you, only we don't go through incarnational cycles over and over and over again, but stay in one body until we ascend. We dragons love beauty and gold, as well as we remember the times before humanity fell, when our planet was pristine. And all of nature was dressed in green. The gold was everywhere to be seen. We did not hoard it in those days. It was not our way. But molded our homes with it, much like clay. Do you know that gold will keep you from growing old? It will raise your vibration and that of your nation. So why is America exporting its gold? It is another way to keep you old. Adorn yourselves with jewelry and rings of gold to raise your vibration and that of your nation. So now you know why we dragons sleep on beds of gold and why kings and queens live so old. Because they wear crowns of gold. Think gold and you will feel how its vibration will become very real and return you to your ageless form, which will again become the norm. Remember the time when life was sublime and humanity's consciousness was on the climb. We, the dragons, remember we were with you at that time and witnessed your consciousness as it climbed. All kingdoms and present were present and all intertwined and all very excited to make the climb. Then humanity fell and went with it. Our race, we dragons, were killed and no longer safe. Our homes in the caverns were buried down deep, so you don't hear us snore when we sleep. We love jewels, we love glitter and gold. We are still immortal and don't grow old. Our lineage is pure in the ancient of days. We breathe sacred fire flames as we make our way. We work with Peter from the lost continent of Pan or Mu. He gives us our coordinates and then waves his hand when we lift off to heights very high. Our breath is sacred fire to the sky. And purify the molecules everywhere as we fly. so they can continue to bear evolution without being harmed by mankind's pollution. Well, it seems the call is over, so I'll have to continue on next Sunday. Come back on, Jane.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, everyone. See you all next Sunday. All right? And have yourself a great, great, wonderful week. Make it a beautiful week. Make it a healing week. Make it a positive week. Every moment, every second of our days, let's really work on really being present, being compassionate and kind in every way for all of the animals, all of the plants, our environments, and each other. Lots of love to everyone. Thank you all for being here. Again, thank you always for your being here to listen to our calls, to listen to Zora and Zoraya. And you guys have a great, great, beautiful moment now. All right. Good day. Bye-bye.